From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration moved Tuesday to end a program that shielded 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation. The White House gave Congress 6 months to act if it wants to continue to allow the young immigrants to remain in the United States years after their parents illegally brought them into the country. Trump sent Attorney General Jeff Sessions before cameras to announce the controversial policy change. Sessions ended President Barack Obama's five-year-old executive order that created the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program with a terse statement: DACA is being rescinded.
We are people of compassion and we are people of law. But there is nothing compassionate about the failure to enforce immigration laws. Enforcing the law saves lives, protects communities and taxpayers, and prevents human suffering. Failure to enforce the laws in the past has put our nation at risk of crime, violence, and terrorism. The compassionate thing to do is end the lawlessness, enforce our laws, and if Congress chooses to make changes to those laws, to do so through the process set forth by our founders, in a way that advances the interest of the American people.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions. In a statement issued afterwards, Trump said he does not favor punishing children, most of whom are adults, for the actions of their parents. But he said we must also recognize that we're a nation of opportunity because we are a nation of laws. This is VOA News. President Trump said Tuesday he would allow South Korea and Japan to purchase additional military equipment from the United States, an apparent response to North Korea's Sunday detonation of what was believed to be a hydrogen bomb. Trump tweeted, "I'm allowing Japan and South Korea to buy a substantially increased amount of highly sophisticated military equipment from the United States." One of North Korea's top diplomats warned that Pyongyang is prepared to send more gift packages to the U.S. Speaking to the UN-sponsored conference on disarmament in Geneva, Ambassador Han Tae-song said Pyongyang had successfully carried out a hydrogen bomb test on Sunday.
"Pressure or sanction will never work on my country. The DPRK will never, under any circumstance, put its nuclear deterrence on the negotiating table."
North Korea's two biggest political allies, China and Russia, say calls to further tighten sanctions against Pyongyang in the wake of its latest nuclear test would do little to ease tensions on the peninsula. Syrian activists and state media said Tuesday government troops broke a nearly three-year siege by Islamic State militants on the eastern city of Deir ez-Zor. The report said the troops reached a key government airbase on the western edge of the city. After Syria's 2011 uprising, rebel groups and jihadists seized Deir ez-Zor and the province by the same name. Islamic State fighters took command of the region by 2014. Estimates of the number of people living in the city vary widely, with the Syrian Observatory Group saying the population has shrunken to about 150,000, half what it was before the outbreak of the Syrian civil war. British police have arrested four army soldiers on suspicion of being members of an outlawed neo-Nazi group and planning terrorist acts. The Ministry of Defense confirmed the men were army members. Authorities allege the men belonged to National Action, a neo-Nazi group that was banned in Britain last December after it praised the murder of Member of Parliament Joe Cox, who died at the hands of a far-right nationalist. Hurricane Irma has strengthened to a Category 5 storm, the most severe designation for hurricane. That's according to the National Hurricane Center. People in the Leeward Islands of the Caribbean are preparing for Irma's arrival late Tuesday or early Wednesday, as areas to the northwest, from Puerto Rico to Cuba to the coastal United States, wait to see the track the storm will take. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.